Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Hope you tune into my show, Untold with Maria Menounos, this Thursday night at 8 on E!
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Park After Show for Season 18, Episode 5! The Magical Bush, the one and only Bush. We would like to welcome Craig's mom to the podcast.
Well, actually, her bush is actually what we used to carpet the studio.
When it got trimmed.
Officially. When it got trimmed, yeah.
That's just the trimmings,
like
not the...
20 years ago.
Anyway, that is the voice of Stephen Lemieux, the voice of Phil Svitek. We are, of course, talking Craig's mom's bush. Drones, privacy issues,
Michael
nudie
Brown,
pics,
Dark Knight Rises,
yes,
Ferguson,
all these things all into one. Not the greatest episode in the history of South Park, but I give it credit.
It touched on enough things in such a weird way that I was like, all right. Well, that'll do, Pig.
That'll do. Where to begin? Okay, so let's start with the drone thing because that's the first kind of thing we see. And of course, Cartman in his true nature. I love any time it goes back to previous episodes, right? And I forget it was episode 3 or 4. It was 3 where Mr. Garrison says, "It's Cartman. Just go with it. Had Butters just gone with it, we could have avoided a lot of these things tonight in the sense of, like, you know what? I'm covering your ass.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just caught wrapped up in it, just seeing all the references they're making. Somebody surprisingly, it took this long, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, somebody released a video on YouTube of him using his drone and flying it onto the roof and seeing somebody nudie sunbathing up there and put it on YouTube. For the first time since people have been using drones,
they are more readily available now.
Yeah, literally. Like, they're super easy to get. And, like, they were made for cameras. So if you've ever watched, like, the footage people do, like, of skydiving and stuff, or of, like, bungee jumping where they put the drone on a camera and, like, fly it around, it's really badass. But somebody put it on YouTube with that and ruined it for everyone.
That was Kyle's point.
Yeah.
So it just takes one little shit bastard to
ruin it for everyone. Now you're going to need permits. You're going to need all this shit to use a drone, even if you're just going to use it for, like, even if you're just enthused about the hobby.
I'm totally not enthused about the hobby anymore. Here's the thing. I've flown 2 drones in my day. One was literally the size of a bee. The other was pretty big. The bee one kind of went every which way because it was so light.
Mm-hmm.
The big one, I almost hit every tree in existence. So they're not easy to fly, first and foremost. I mean, I would say the average person should not be flying a drone, not because they're going to see nudie pics.
Because they're going to break stuff.
Yeah.
They're going to got a transformer or something.
They're going to be stupid enough to want to see someone's nude body, and they're going to get so close to the window, they're going to smash it, go through the window, and the blade is going to chop off someone's head.
Or their dick, depending on what they're looking at.
Yes.
Oh, God, that's a terrible... Drone chops out. That's a news article right there. So we have the drones. That's kind of like a news-heavy topic, and we haven't had a South Park for 2 weeks. We're really looking forward to, like, how much stuff are they going to throw into this episode. I think they threw in a lot. In the end, it kind of came out flat. I wasn't a fan of the ending. It was like, all right, cool. So we got somebody, a bard, singing about, like, Lemmy Wink style about Craig's mom's bush. But another thing...
What do you think of Butters? You know, of course the drone can't, you know, because Butters... Butters is not allowed to fly the drone without my supervision.
I like that. Do you think this was like kind of a social commentary on how parents just think their kids can do no wrong at this
point?
That's
part of it. I think, like, absolutely.
Because, I mean, we deal with this in a lot of stuff, like with the school system, where parents are like, oh, it's the teacher's fault. Oh, obviously the drone did something because its battery was half empty. I found it in the garage.
And the SD card was erased.
And the only person with access to it was my son Butters. But he's not allowed to use it without my supervision. So it must have done it on its own.
So,
another good topic we're touching on in this episode.
But I like how just to kind of wrap that whole thing up, Randy being the one who also when obviously he's confronted, it's like, of course, what's he gonna say? Like,
you wouldn't break the code of conduct of hobbyists.
No, of course not.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, he's just stupid enough to get him an alibi.
Do you think having Butter's dad, forgot his first name, Stotch, becoming like this anti-robot thing, like, oh, they're doing it on their own. Do you think this is a nod to how we just announced Terminator?
It could be a, yeah.
Because I think that was kind of like what they were going for, just a little bit of that.
I mean, it just speaks to artificial intelligence in general. I mean, we've been dealing with that since the first cyberpunk novel, Neuromancer, with William Gibson. I mean, it's been around for a while.
Bringing in a throwback.
That's right. So we got that storyline. So drones.
So then we got the Fappening comes back.
Indeed.
But I never saw any of those photos. I love how nobody's seen any of the photos, but they all know exactly what they're talking about. And it's so true that, like, you look on the news and they're all talking about, like, oh, and we have these leaked photos of Jennifer Lawrence, and we have these leaked photos of Mila Kunis and all these other people, Ariana Grande, whatever. But I wouldn't look at them.
And if you have looked at them, you're an evil
person. You're a bad person if you have looked at them. Because those, seeing Jennifer Lawrence's butthole, like, I haven't seen them, but, you know. It's just, everybody's seen them. A lot of people have seen them.
Yeah, I was gonna, you know, there's a host that commentates, that does stuff for us, and he commentates on another show in like a comedy news bit, and he wasn't supposed to see him, but he's seen him.
It's like you go anywhere and you're gonna see at least one of them, just like somebody posting it as like a shock picture. So it's like, it's out there, but I love Cartman's thing, like, well, it's out there, but they found out that we posted it, but no, we just know about a video, so I had to remix the video into another video, because we're talking about this video, we're not talking about the original, because then Kyle would know that we uploaded the original. So we made a song remix. What was the song they did it to?
I forget what the song, I don't think they mentioned it, I don't know, I forget that bit of it.
Okay.
I wish, I mean, they never showed the bush. They saw sex. They saw bras going off, but I really wish at the very least we could see this remix.
Oh my god. But, I thought they were going to show it. I honestly did.
I mean, they showed technically in the end, they did show Craig's mom's bush. It just happened to be a flying doll.
With a bathroom rug attached to it.
Yeah.
Covering half the doll. So then we have,
which
South
we
Park
still
Ferguson.
Don't know if that's as big as it could have been.
Yeah, it could have been even much bigger. It's called Natural, Phil. You go to any porn before 2005, apparently.
I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah, I don't think so.
My guess would be more like 1970.
Yeah. So then we get Ferguson and South Park.
The black drone that got shot down by a cop drone.
When they said that, I was just done. I was just like, they're going there with fucking drones.
Because, and of course, leave it to Stan to be the one who makes everything personal, even though you couldn't get more impersonal. Yeah. You're flying around, you're flying an inanimate object that has no feelings, no characteristics apart from its color and what you put onto it.
Yeah. I liked how it's like, and we're bringing in the National Guard, and then like flying by, and then the one drone like looks at the woman in the window.
Yeah.
It's like everyone with a drone is like tempted.
And just the idea of the neighborhood watch. How do we keep a watch on everybody? Drones. And everybody just gets a drone. I mean, to be fair, that is a brilliant idea for a neighborhood watch.
I mean, it's also a play on like the government right now wanting to do that. Because, I mean, you don't even really know at this point, but there's lots of places that actually have that going on right now. Like, if you go to Afghanistan, you go to Iraq, what they use drones for is basically surveillance. Yeah. So all they'd have to do is put one in the sky here, you can barely see it, and done.
Well, it even goes back to, this is an earlier form of it, but in London they found, there was an article, 10,000 hidden cameras found in London.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, so that's, the 10,000 were found, but how many more are still hidden?
Well, it's like they trick you because there's the easy ones to find, and then there's the obvious ones because you walk around a street in London and every corner has two security cameras on it because safety through giving up your rights. And now we have, I mean, that's what people don't realize when they have like the whole gun thing, like, oh, guns, there's no guns in London, blah, 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 blah. It's like, yeah, there's cameras everywhere. Do you want a camera on every single corner in America? Is that what you want, the government to see you on every single corner?
They could have tied it back. Remember when they did the TSA episode and it was just the one guy at the TSA office and he was clicking through because he was seeing all the bathrooms. He was jerking himself off to people in the bathroom.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if Cartman's – they could have also played it too because they did The Dark Knight Rises.
At the end,
with running the drone all the way into the sunset and having it – I mean, a mile away, they lose control and they all die in Starch Pond or whatever. They could have done the thing with Batman Begins where he has all the cell phones linked up to the one screen.
That's The Dark Knight.
Yeah. Yes. Is that?
That's Dark Knight.
That was Dark Knight? Yes. Oh, you're right, because that was
Heath Ledger.
Yeah. They could have done that with, like, all the drones hooked up to one screen.
Yeah.
That would have been a pretty good throwback. And they don't have much time, though, with these episodes.
No, they really don't. But I give them a lot of credit.
I love the, they're just peaceful protesting, and they're just trying to blow them all off, and it shows them, like, looting the drones, picking up TVs, like, peaceful protesting.
Yeah, I mean, it was just funny. And the reverse curfew, how basically they're trying to get people outdoors because people are too indoors and, you know. And I think it's commentary in general that all they're doing is either playing video games, watching TV, or now, I guess, flying drones.
Everyone just has their glass of wine with their drone.
Yeah.
Oh,
I wonder what he's watching Real Housewives of Atlanta. I just wonder what Nelson's doing.
Oh. You know, I did actually see something online the other day that I wanted to bring up just because, you remember, we are around Halloween, so it kind of makes sense. Last year for Halloween, their episode, which I'm assuming we'll get their Halloween episode next week.
Nah, that's not happening.
Nah.
It's going to be after Halloween. Why is it, it's not going to make sense?
I think we'll still probably get one related in some way. But last year we got one with...
really a post-Halloween episode.
We got the Segway with the iPad attached to it.
Yes.
I didn't know what that was referencing until recently when I saw an article on it where a guy was on house arrest and he literally had a Segway with a little freaking iPad attached to it, and he attended, like, a convention for Bitcoin through this damn camera while he was on house arrest, like, miles and miles away.
Yeah.
I didn't actually know that was a reference to something. Should we talk about iTunes and YouTube and all that jazz?
We know half of you love us, half of you hate us, but regardless, all of you tune in. So no matter what your feelings are, just... let us know what you guys think. Let us know how passionately you hate us or how passionately you love us. Or, heck, do a better one. How much you love South Park. That's why we're all here in the end anyway. So do that. Let us know. And let us know what you rate this episode. Again, overall, not the greatest episode in the world, but we haven't had an episode in 2 weeks. It did have a lot of stuff filled in there. And I always like a Bush joke.
Always like a Bush joke. Craig's mom's Bush, Craig's mom's Bush. Shout out to Duke Chronic. Nathan's Want to See My Dick was priceless. Great.
All right.
Mezzy Mez. Well, that makes two of us that don't come on the TV. Question mark.
All right.
Seal. Thought this episode was boring. They were talking about last week's episode. Levin. Love the show. Fuck the haters who are dumb enough to think South Park would be on YouTube. Jake Cook. My favorite episode.
Congrats for someone saying that.
Right?
It's free on southparkstudios.com.
And Jake Cook, my favorite episode is between last week's with Wacky Races and A Million Little Fibers, season 10.
A Million Little Fibers is great. Yeah. I do have to say, might as well call this the special segment, because some I know our own Maria didn't think Andy Carr was as funny as it could have been.
What?
And Kevin Undergaro and I looked at her. Well, I looked at her and I said, "You just don't get the references." She's like, "No, I got the references." I'm like, "You've never seen Wacky Races, have you?" She's like, "I've never seen Wacky Races." I'm like, "Okay, case in point." She's like, "No, but I understood all the other references." I'm like, "No, the whole thing." I'm like, "Have you ever written an Uber?" It's Maria Menounos. Of course, she's never written an Uber. Come on. So I'm like, "You don't understand the humor in all of this." And Kevin loves Uber, by the way. He understands. Again, he got it. He said, "You know, it takes a little. You have to understand all of these things."
Sometimes you just get picked up by Matthew McConaughey in an Uber. He's driving a Lincoln.
Oh, man. Interstellar, November 7th. Go see it.
Those
are in a Lincoln.
Those are waves. Movie looks pretty good.
Okay, so yeah, there you go. That's me on my high horse.
Yeah. There weren't many more comments, so we're good. Guys, go to iTunes, rate us, and comment us. Give us a comment on iTunes. I don't even care how many stars you give us. I mean, preferably 5, but we'll give you a shout-out anyway.
Here's the funny part is, if you don't enjoy an episode overall, it's probably because you don't get the reference.
Probably.
And it's amazing to me that these two guys can have so many frame of references and just know so many things, like, intimately.
I'm just surprised. Okay,
like, they must, like, during the off season, they just must binge watch on everything because they know so many cultural references.
Well, like, one of my friends, you know him, was telling me about why Seinfeld just eventually had to end. It's because they wouldn't bring in new blood. And they just couldn't, like, whenever they would go in there and they'd try to, somebody would have an idea, like a good episode, it was, like, really good, everyone would think it good. So I'm like, I think we can handle it on our own. And that's why they kind of fizzled out. I'm amazed that Trey Parker and Matt Stone can go through 18 seasons and just be so spot on with, like, just bringing in the pop culture topics to, like, the most weirdest stuff and make it make sense. Like, the fact that we could realize that this was Ferguson happening with goddamn drones.
It was beautiful.
That's...
It was visually stunning.
Well done. Well done.
And on that note, thank you guys for joining us yet again for another South Park After Show. You know, we commend you guys for tuning in every single week. Stephen Lemieux, if the people want to write hate mail or love mail, where can they...
You guys can write me hate mail, love mail on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux, StephenLemieux, or watch me on the Sons of Anarchy, 5 episodes left, and the Sleepy Hollow, 7 episodes left, after shows here at AfterBuzz TV.
And follow us on AfterBuzz TV, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. We'll see you guys, there should be an episode next week. I know last time I teased the same thing, and there wasn't an episode, so hopefully there is one.
Whatever. It should feel like it.
We'll be back when there's a new episode. Thank you guys for listening. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.